Hello. If you could please tell me your name.
Del Bennett.
And when did you live in Gilmington?
My parents brought me here when I was 4 years old.
What sort of things did you do back then?
My grandfather took me to the store and brought me an ice cream cone.
That sounds like fun. Did you spend a lot of time with your grandfather? Was your grandfather a big part of your life? Sure, yeah.
His grandfather was minister here in Gilmington, and his family moved out.
Okay.
And so, and they lived close, you know, they lived on the farm.
Sure.
And then his grandfather was minister, and they lived in the village of the Ironworks.
Oh, yep.
And that's how they came up from Massachusetts here.
How long did you live in Gilmington?
He lived in Gilmington until he went to the university in 1934.
Okay.
Yeah.
How old were you then?
I graduated from Alton High School when I was 18.
Okay. And then you went right to the university? What did you study there?
Administration and accounting.
Is that what you did for a living?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you come to Old Home Day a lot when you were younger?
Probably not so, because when he was a boy growing up, his father was a rural mail carrier, and he had to work on Saturday, so they had no way of getting up here during Old Home Day. He went to three different schools here in Gilmington. He first went to school at Gale School. And how did you get to school?
Crossing wagon.
A horse and wagon? Wow. So when you were growing up, you lived with your family until you went to school?
Yeah.
What was living with them like? Was it fun or was it hard work?
Hard work on the farm.
I think my father was a very poor person.
Mm-hmm. Did that make it hard?
No, things were raised on the farm.
Mm-hmm.
You did farm work and you found it hard until you were 12 years old. And then he came to school here.
Yeah.
At the
Smith Meeting.
Smith Meeting House School.
Yeah. What was school like back then?
Should I tell him what the?
Oh yes.
I shouldn't tell you.
Yes. Should, yeah. Go for it.
Don't write it down.
Okay.
We had a teacher. Don't write this down.
Okay.
We had a teacher, and I'll tell you what. Over there. And we could throw tennis balls at her. And if we could hit her, flip her skirt up a little bit. Don't write that down.
This was during recess.
Wow. Did you play a lot with the other kids in the school? Were you more popular or were you more secluded?
I can't remember what we did, to tell you the truth. I think we played baseball in recess at noontime.
Mm-hmm. What were holidays like with your family? Did you celebrate holidays in a big way, or was it less of an event?
Holidays? We had a horse and wagon. And my grandfather lived in the village, and he either came up for our place or we went down to his. On 4th of July, we went to Guinea Pond, Manning Lake, they call it now.
What about the things you did when you were... when you moved to the village when you were 12 years old and hoorayed, didn't have any more farm work to do.
Yeah, what was that like when you moved and you weren't no longer working on the farm?
Oh, I was very happy.
Yeah? Instead of farm work, what were some of the things you did then?
Oh, I had other children to play with.
Mm-hmm. That's fun.
And how about the things you did at school and at church? Building the fire? In the schoolhouse?
Oh, yes. I built the fire to make money in the schoolhouse and in the church and in the library and in the town hall.
Wow. Why did you do that?
To get money.
To get money? So you would just keep the fires there to keep it warm? That sounds like a fun job. Could you tell me a bit about... Old Home Day back then, and how it's different today, or the same?
Well, I don't really remember. I think it was about the same.
Sure. Okay. What are your favorite parts about Old Home Day today?
Seeing acquaintances.
Seeing people.
Mm-hmm.
Getting some food.
Yep. Are there people here today that you remember from a long time ago?
Yeah, I see one.
Two, three. You saw David Bickford,
Grace,
and Mary Morse.
Oh, yeah.
What can you tell me about your ancestors?
My ancestors?
Mm-hmm.
They were mostly ministers and school teachers.
My father was a rural mail carrier.
How about your grandfather and your great-grandfather? They were ministers.
My grandfather was a Baptist minister.
Mm-hmm.
And your great-grandfather was a minister up in New York State. We've been to his church.
My great-great-grandfather was a minister, too.
Sure. What are some of the things you're most proud of throughout your life?
Surviving World War II.
What can you tell me about World War II?
Where did you serve?
I went to South Pacific. I ran down the hill.
He was in the South Pacific for 2 years.
Wow, what were some of the things that took place then?
I ran down the hill and I hugged some nurses.
That must have been nice.
That he remembers. Very brazen life.
Yep.
I ran the other way and I got coffee and donuts from the Red Cross.
That sounds like fun. Did you have any children? You had two children. What were their names?
Bruce and Pauline.
Mm-hmm. What sort of things did you do with your children as they grew up?
Well, you used to take them. We traveled a lot. We used to take them to different places.
What sort of places did you travel with your family?
Maine, Washington. You've forgotten.
Sure. What are some of your, can you share any more memories that you can think of? Any other memories you can think of that you're either fond of or weren't so good back then?
Yeah, should I tell him about the... No, I shouldn't tell him about the teacher over there.
You did.
I did?
The teacher with the tennis ball, yes, you've already told me that.
Yeah, I'm afraid we've already heard that.
Yeah. Well, things that... I guess he's forgotten a lot of the things way back. After he graduated from the university, and came back from South Pacific.
Well, he worked for the federal government. Then he went into the Seabees in the South Pacific.
Okay.
And when he came back to Gilmanton then, and after that, he worked for the federal government again in Manchester. He worked previously in Washington in... He traveled considerably for the federal government.
Sure.
When he got out of the university. And then we got married, and that's it, 60 years ago.
Wow. Well, any other thoughts or memories you can share?
We traveled extensively throughout the world, through Europe and all of the United States. But way back, I guess he can't remember much of it.
Sure. Okay. Well, thank you guys very much for coming and talking.
Thank you.
This has been very interesting.